This is side two, section seven, finding dictionary entries. In this section, you'll learn how to find dictionary entries by typing words or by selecting words in screens, as well as how to flip through dictionary entries alphabetically. You'll also learn how to find other reference entries for the words you define. The ability to instantly move between dictionary entries and other reference entries is one of the most powerful features of the Language Master SE. Dictionary entries can be quite detailed. They contain an entry word, inflections, multiple definitions, usage examples, and related words and phrases. The entry word is the main word in the entry. Note that if you don't want to hear inflections at the start of dictionary entries, you can select the Do Not Display Inflections option at the Setup menu. First, let's find a dictionary entry. Before you start, press the Clear key if you're not at the Ready prompt.
Ready.
Next, type the following letters.
S, E, E, A.
If you need to erase letters, press the Back key. Next, press either the Enter key or the Dictionary key. The Enter key is the large key at the far right. The Dictionary key is an oval key at the upper middle of the keyboard. Both the Enter and the Dictionary keys get dictionary entries.
Seek. Working. Definition.
This is a dictionary entry. Next, press the Read key to hear it. To stop the reading at any time, press the Read key again.
Seek verb, inflections, sought, sought, seeking, seeks, sense one, to search for, sense two, to try to reach or obtain. Example, seek fame, sense three, attempt, derivatives, seeker noun plural seekers.
The tone tells you you're at the end. If you want to define a word used in a dictionary entry or in any other reference entry, press the up, down, left, and right arrow keys until you hear the word you want to define. Then press the Enter key or the Dictionary key. When you want to go back to the previous dictionary entry, press the Back key. You can also find other reference entries for the words in dictionary entry simply by pressing the appropriate reference key. Here's how. First, press the Where key. The Where key is a bar-shaped key at the upper middle of the keyboard.
You are at the dictionary entry for seek. This word has thesaurus and confusable information available.
If you want, you can press the thesaurus key or the confusables key now. Press the Back key to return to the dictionary entry when you're done. There's yet another way to get dictionary entries. By pressing the forward and reverse keys located at the bottom left, you can flip through dictionary entries alphabetically. Let's try it. First, press the forward key at a dictionary entry.
Working. Definition.
Now you're at the next alphabetically listed dictionary entry. If you want to hear it, press the Read key. If you like, you can move forward through more dictionary entries by pressing the forward key again, or you can back up by pressing the reverse key. The reverse key is located to the left of the forward key. Press the Read key to hear each definition. When you're done, press the Clear key.
Ready.
Now go to section 8, finding thesaurus and other reference entries. Section 8, finding thesaurus and other reference entries. In this section, you'll learn how to find thesaurus, classmate, confusable, and grammar entries. The Language Master SE's thesaurus contains nearly 500,000 synonyms, 11,000 antonyms, and core meanings. A core meaning is a definition shared by a list of synonyms. Classmates and confusables are special references to help you find similar words. The grammar guide is a complete reference to more than 70 grammar topics, from parts of speech to symbolism and irony. Using these references, you can find almost anything you want to know about words, and you can also move instantly from one kind of reference entry to another. First, let's find a thesaurus entry. At the ready prompt, type these letters.
A, I, R.
Next, press the thesaurus key. It's an oval key at the top middle of the keyboard.
Air, working. Thesaurus entry, 1 of 4, press forward, 4 more.
This is a thesaurus entry. Next, press the read key to hear it.
Air, known, a pervading influence that colors outward appearance or apparent character, synonyms, atmosphere, aura, feeling, mood, semblance.
The tone tells you that you're at the end. Some words have more than one thesaurus entry. By pressing the forward key, you can then hear the other thesaurus entries for the word. To hear each entry, press the read key. To go back to a previous thesaurus entry, press the reverse key. Now let's find classmates. Classmates are words classified by subjects, such as lion and tiger, or January and February. Classmate entries are useful for finding related but not synonymous words. You can get classmates entries in two ways. One, by typing a word at the ready prompt and then pressing the classmate's key, or two, by pressing the classmate's key at a reference entry. Let's learn how the second way. First, press the classmate's key. It's the oval key to the right of the thesaurus key.
Classmate group 1 of 1, 4 classmates.
Next, press the read key to hear them.
Air, earth, fire, water.
In this classmate group, you heard the 4 classical elements, air, earth, fire, and water. Other classmate groups list months of the year, precious gems, elements of the periodic table, breeds of dogs, names for horses, and many other subjects. Now let's find confusables. Confusables are words that are commonly confused because they sound alike. For instance, Y-O-U-R and Y-O-R-E are confusables. You can find confusables in two ways. One, by typing a word at the ready prompt and then pressing the confusables key, or two, by pressing the confusables key at a reference entry. Let's try the second way. First, press the confusables key. The confusables key is an oval key at the upper right of the keyboard.
Or confusables.
Next, press the read key to hear them.
Air, A-I-R, atmosphere. Air, E-R-E, before. Air, E-R-R, failed. Air, H-E-I-R, inheritor.
You heard confusables of the word air. The spelled words are the confusables. The spoken words are their identifying words, which tell you their essential meanings or important differences. Finally, let's find grammar guide topics. The Language Master SE's grammar guide covers 70 grammar topics in detail. There are 3 ways you can get grammar topics. One, by pressing the grammar key at the ready prompt, you can hear the main grammar guide menu listing all 70 grammar topics. To scroll through the menu, press the down and up keys, then press the enter key when you hear the topic you want. Two, by typing a grammar topic at the ready prompt and then pressing the grammar key, you can go directly to that topic. For instance, if you type apostrophe and press the grammar key, you'll hear the topic about apostrophes. Three, by pressing the grammar key at a reference entry, you'll get a brief grammar menu of topics related to the entry word. Let's try this third way now. First, press the grammar key. It's the oval key between the classmates and confusable keys.
Select a grammar topic using known facts about nouns.
You are at a grammar menu of topics related to nouns. You could press the down key to hear the grammar topics available to you. Instead, press the enter key now to select the first topic, facts about nouns.
Working grammar guide.
Next, press the read key to hear the topic. When you want to stop the reading, press the read key again.
Facts about knowns, a known names, a person, place, thing, or quality. For example, girl, Edward, New York, desk, beauty, decision, a known names, a collection of persons, places, or things. For example, team, mob, battalion, jury. A noun may be expressed in a plural form.
Notice that headings and usage examples in the grammar guide topics are read more loudly for emphasis. When you're done, press the clear key.
Ready.
Now go to section 9, using the user list. Section 9, using the user list. In this section, you'll learn how to add, hear, and remove words in the user list. You can store 50 to 70 words in the user list. You can use these words for personal study or practice them in the games. Each is alphabetically indexed for quick retrieval and playback. One note before you begin. Your user list is saved when the Language Master SE shuts off. When you change batteries, however, it may be erased. To save your list, plug in the AC adapter whenever you change batteries. Now let's add words to the user list. You can add words in three ways. The first way is to type a word at the ready prompt and then press the Add key. After you've pressed the Add key, you will hear this message.
Word added. Ready.
The second way is to press the list key and then press the add key. You will hear this message.
Type word to add to your user list.
Then type the word you want to add and press the add key again. You will hear the same message again. In this way, you can add many words to the user list without going back to the ready prompt. The third way to add words is to select them from reference entries. Let's learn how. First, at the ready prompt, type this word.
A-C-C-E-S-S.
Next, press Enter.
Access. Working. Definition.
Next, press the Add key.
Access. Word added.
The entry word, Access, has been added to the user list. Now let's open the user list. First, press the list key. It's the key to the left of the add key.
User list.
Next, press the read key to hear the list.
A access.
Next, press a words matching letter to hear it. If you like, you can also press the up or down arrow keys to hear words in the user list. If you want to hear a reference entry for a word, first press the words matching letter, then press the appropriate reference key. To go back to the user list, press the back key. Now let's remove words from the user list. Before you start, press the list key if you're not at the user list. Next, press a words matching letter to select it. If you like, you can select words using the up and down arrow keys.
A, access.
Next, press the remove key. It's just to the right of the add key.
A, access. Enter to remove this word, space to cancel.
If you want to remove the word, press the Enter key now. If you don't, press the space key.
Word removed. User list is empty. Ready.
You can remove other words from the user list in the same way. If you want to remove the entire user list, hold the Shift key while pressing the Remove key. When you're done, press the Clear key.
Ready.
Now go to section 10, using the message list. Section 10, using the message list. In this section, you'll learn how to add, hear, and remove messages in the message list. The Language Master's SE text-to-speech message list is a convenient augmentative communication feature for people who are blind, visually impaired, or speech impaired. In the message list, you can store up to 26 phrases and sentences and play them back at any time. You can even save words not found in the Language Master SE's dictionary, your name, your hometown, and so on. There are three things you should know before you begin. First, your messages must be two or more words. If you try to add one word to the message list, the Language Master SE will add it to the user list instead. Second, the 26 message limit is based on messages 30 characters long. If your messages are longer, fewer messages can be saved. Third, when the Language Master SE shuts off, the message list is saved. It may be erased, however, when you change batteries. To save your messages, plug in the AC adapter whenever you change batteries. Now let's add messages to the message list. Here are two ways to add messages. If your message list is empty, you can add messages by typing a message at the ready prompt and then pressing the Add key. Here's how. First, type the following message at the ready prompt.
T-H-A-N-K space Y-O-U.
Next, press the Add key.
A-N-U message added. Ready.
If you type a message using words not in the Language Master SE's dictionary, you will hear a dialog box asking if you want to keep their spellings. If you do, press the Enter key. If your message list is not empty, and if you followed the last example it isn't, you can add messages another way. Let's try it now. First, press the Message key. It's an oval key at the upper left.
Message list.
Next, press the Add key.
Type message to add to your list.
Next, type a message of your choice. Next, press the Add key.
Type message to add to your list.
In this way, you can continue to add messages to the message list. When you want to go back to the message list, press the Back key.
Back.
Now let's learn how to hear and remove messages. Before you start, press the Message key if you're not at the message list. Next, press the Read key to hear the list. Like the user list, your messages are indexed to letters for quick playback. To hear one message, press its matching letter.
Thank you.
To remove messages, first select a message by pressing its index letter or by pressing the down or up arrows until you hear the message you want.
Thank you.
Next, press the Remove key.
Hey, thank you. Enter to remove this message, space to cancel.
Press the Enter key now if you want to remove this message. If you don't, press the Space key. If you want to remove the entire list, hold the Shift key while pressing the Remove key. When you're done, press the Clear key.
Ready.
Now go to Section 11, Playing the Games. Section 11, Playing the Games. In this section, you'll learn about the Language Master SE's games. This section will teach you how to play one game, Hangman, in detail. You can explore the other games on your own. The Language Master SE includes 10 fully speaking games to help you improve your spelling, build your vocabulary, test your memory, and have fun. Before you start, here are a few more things you should know about the games. By selecting word lists and other settings before you play, you can customize most games to fit your skill level. The settings you select for one game will apply to the other games with the same options. Of course, you can always change the settings. By pressing the question mark key during a game, you can end your current round and hear the answers. By pressing the play key during a game, you can go back to the game's menu to select a new game. By pressing the Help key, you can always hear a help message that tells you what to do. By pressing the Clear key, you can always leave the games and return to the Ready prompt. Now let's select a game. First, press the Play key. It's the bar-shaped key to the left of the Where key.
Select a game. 10 games. A keyboard wizard.
You are at the game menu. The games are indexed from A to J. Next, press the read key to hear the menu.
A keyboard wizard. B flashcards. C hangman. D anagrams. E jumble. F word builder. G word train. H word blaster. I memory challenge. J deduction.
Next, press C to select the hangman game.
C hangman. Words menu. Right for size menu. Left for tries menu. Press enter to start the game. Press down or up to hear the next or previous option. The current option is all words.
You are at game settings menus for Hangman. Some games have only one game settings menu, but Hangman has three: the words menu, the size menu, and the tries menu. Press the read key now to hear the options on the word menu.
All words. Elementary. Intermediate. Advanced. Expert. S.A.T. User list. Enter your own.
Most games let you select a word list before you play. The setting All Words means play with any word in the Language Master SE's dictionary. The elementary to SAT lists are listed in order of difficulty. The setting User List means play only words from your user list. The setting Enter Your Own lets you type a word with which to play the next round. Press the up and down arrow keys to select a word list now. Next, press the right arrow key.
Size menu. Right for tries menu. Left for words menu.
At the size menu, you select the size of the words in the game. The longer the words, the harder the game is. Press the up and down keys to select a word size now. Next, press the right arrow key.
Tries menu. Right for words menu. Left for size menu. 10.
The tries menu lets you select the number of tries or wrong guesses allowed in the game. Press the up and down keys to select the number of tries now. Next, press the enter key to start the game.
Getting a word. Hidden word has 8 letters. Space, 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 space. 7 guesses left. No missed letters yet.
You're at the Hangman game now. Hangman challenges you to guess the spelling of a hidden word. Type letters one at a time. Hangman will tell you when your guesses are correct. If you want to hear your correct and incorrect guesses, as well as the number of guesses left, press the read key. If you want to end the round and hear the hidden word, press the question mark key. Now that you know how to play Hangman, try the 9 other games on your own. Remember, you can always press the help key to hear an appropriate help message. This ends the instructional sections of this tape. Section 12 provides product care and technical specifications. Section 12, Product Care and Technical Specifications. Product Care. To clean your Language Master SE, spray a mild glass cleaner onto a paper towel and wipe the surface clean. Always use and store your Language Master SE away from extreme heat, cold, or humidity. If you have a problem with your Language Master SE, refer to the limited warranty information. If you bought your Language Master SE outside the United States, contact the place of purchase to obtain warranty or repair information. Technical specifications. Contents. A Merriam-Webster dictionary with more than 300,000 definitions. A Merriam-Webster thesaurus of more than 500,000 synonyms, 11,000 antonyms, and core definitions. A 110,000-word spelling correction list. A 3,300-word SAT list for review and game practice. a context-sensitive grammar guide covering more than 70 topics. Classmates, words classified by topic. Confusables, commonly confused words. A dynamic pronunciation guide that pronounces words phonetically. Context-sensitive help messages. More than 1,100 given names and surnames. 10 word games. Keyboard wizard, flashcards, hangman, anagrams, jumble, word builder, word train, word blaster, memory challenge, and deduction. A user word list of more than 50 words for study and use in games, and a text-to-speech message list that saves up to 26 messages. Software, Franklin's proprietary dictionary compression, search and retrieval, spelling correction, and user interface software, and Best Speech, TTS, electronically synthesized speech. Hardware, microprocessor 16-bit V20, ROM 2.5 megabytes, RAM 32 kilobytes, display screen 4 or 8 line, 80 by 240 continuous pixel, keyboard, 61 letter and function keys with black on white lettering, headphone jack 3.5 millimeters, size 5.6 inches by 5.8 inches by 1 inch, weight with batteries 12.2 ounces. Copyrights. Copyright 1986-1992, Franklin Electronic Publishers Incorporated, Language Master SE Special Edition, Dynamic Pronunciation Guide, Grammar Guide, Confusables, Matchmaker, Fragment Finder, Letter Detective, Keyboard Wizard, Deduction, Memory Challenge, and Word Train are trademarks of Franklin Electronic Publishers Incorporated, all rights reserved. Copyright 1989 Merriam-Webster. Merriam-Webster is a registered trademark of Merriam-Webster Incorporated, all rights reserved. Copyright 1988 Berkeley Speech Technologies Incorporated, Best Speech, TTS. SAT is a trademark of the College Entrance Examination Board. U.S. Patents 4490811, 4830618, 4891775, 5007019. European Patent 0136379. Patents pending. Product numbers ISBN 0945731868, UPC 0847937318-6-0. Rev A, Franklin Electronic Publishers Incorporated, 122 Burrs Road, Mount Holly, New Jersey, 08060. This tape was recorded in the United States. This is the end of side two. This concludes the instructional tape for the Language Master SE.